This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
As more American military aid was delivered to Ukraine, the acting U.S. ambassador said President Biden's support for Ukrainian independence.
Our message is clear. The United States stands with Ukraine, our allies and partners.
Наше повідомлення дуже чітке. Сполучені Штати, наші союзники та партнери є на боці України.
And we're working together to expedite security assistance in support of Ukraine's sovereign right to self-defense.
That's Christiana Keevan. Meanwhile, President Biden today said the U.S. will not put troops in Ukraine, but they could be moving to support NATO in Europe soon. ABC's Andy Field breaks down the details.
President Biden saying no one should downplay Russian President Putin's threat to Ukraine.
Enormous consequences worldwide. This would be the largest, if he were to move in with all those forces, would be the largest invasion since World War II. It would change the world.
Which is why the U.S. has 8,500 troops ready to support NATO in countries surrounding Ukraine if there is spillover from potential fighting there. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Colorado Congressman Jason Crow is weighing in on the situation in Ukraine. The Democrat and combat veteran says the U.S. needs to be ready to take decisive action if Russia invades the country with crippling sanctions. The U.S. currently has nearly 9,000 troops on standby to deploy in Europe. President Biden could make that decision this week. The Broncos are spending more time with Packers offensive coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. Sources close to the Denver Post say that they met yesterday with each other, talking about GM George Payton and Hackett about the team's open position at head coach. Payton is also supposed to be talking with Cowboys defensive coordinator Dan Quinn about that job as well. Quinn is also the candidate for the Chicago Bears job. In other news, a Colorado Springs woman will not be getting restitution from a man convicted of theft because the DA's office failed to file paperwork on time. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has details.
The 4th Judicial District Attorney's Office has offered an apology to Amanda Roberts after a judge rejected their request to impose a restitution order. The order would have sought $18,000 in restitution from Tucker Dunn, the man convicted of stealing Roberts' RV in 2020. The DA's office missed the deadline for filing a restitution order by one day, blaming the problem on a clerk who missed work due to COVID-19. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
And changes are coming to the SAT. The College Board, which owns the test, says it will go more high-tech and will have more concise sections that will be more relevant to real life. Let's get more on that story from ABC's Alex Stone.
With the new SAT, gone will be the number two pencil and paper books. Beginning in 2024 in the U.S., students will take the SAT on tablets or laptops with an on-screen calculator for the math section, and the test will be 2 hours instead of three. Now that some colleges no longer require the SAT, and amid questions about the fairness of the test, Rob Franek, editor-in-chief of the Princeton Review, says the changes have long been needed.
It is a question of the relevancy of the test.
Results will be known in days instead of weeks, and each test will be unique, preventing cheating. Alex Stone, ABC News.
And finally, more testimony in the federal officer trial over the death of George Floyd. ABC's Derek Dennis reports.
Christopher Martin was a teenage clerk at the Minneapolis convenience store where George Floyd apparently used a fake $20 bill to buy cigarettes, eventually sparking his fatal police encounter. Martin testifying he wasn't sure Floyd even knew his bill was counterfeit, but told a store manager who asked another store worker to call police. Minutes later, Martin testified he saw Officer Derek Chauvin pinning Floyd to the ground and that Floyd was not responsive. Chauvin was convicted last year on state murder and manslaughter charges and is currently serving 22 and a half years in prison, but three other officers are being tried as accomplices for violating Floyd's civil rights by failing to render medical aid. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Those are the top stories we're following on KRDO's Afternoon News.
Snow showers will continue across southern Colorado through the evening time frame. Most of the snow wrapping up across the Pikes Peak region before 8 p.m. this evening. Temperatures will take a nosedive down to the single digits and low teens tonight as sky is clear, so icy roads can still be anticipated late tonight and early tomorrow morning. Sunshine returns on Wednesday, highs in the 20s and 30s, so still chilly. Another round of snow returning on Thursday. And of course, we look ahead to the weekends, clearing out and warming up. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.